tweet at Today SOR.
In 1925, 22-year-old Dubliner Una Keogh stood on the floor of the Dublin Stock Exchange to become the world's first female stockbroker. It's fair to say that Una was a trailblazer. Her appointment was 42 years before the first female was admitted to the New York Stock Exchange and 48 years before the London Stock Exchange admitted its first female member in 1975. Una's achievements will be told tonight on RT1 as part of a six-part documentary series called Her Story, Ireland's Epic Women. Here's a short extract from tonight's episode.
She would have definitely have encouraged myself and or others to get out there and fly the flag and promote women's roles. And she would have wanted us to be proudly female, proudly women, proudly ourselves, and not to have to feel that we had to, and she was always very clear, that we didn't have to become the same as men, that we were different and that we should use our differences in order to create a more vibrant discussion. And she was very clear with us. I never visited my grandmother wearing trousers, even to the end of her dying days.
Let's hear more about that in a moment or two. That was Katushka Gilsoff, Una Keogh's granddaughter, who is with me here in studio, along with Deirdre Summers, former chief executive of the Irish Stock Exchange. Good morning to you both. Thank you indeed
Good
for
morning.
Coming in.
Good morning.
Katushka, your grandmother, she was one of a very large family, I gather.
She was. There were sort of, call it a baker's dozen of them. And sadly, and a great number of them passed away at a fairly young age. And so when Granny joined the stock exchange, there were a lot less of them. And she was the eldest, brightest young lady.
And it was a family, clearly, where women and girls were seen as equal.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Strong women in the family. And I think that still is the case, that there's strong women in the family.
Yeah. And her dad, Joseph, he was something of a trailblazer himself, the youngest ever bank manager in Ireland.
So County Mayo. Absolutely.
Ambition was something that ran in the bloodline, so to
speak.
Yeah,
it was. Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me about your grandmother, and you obviously knew her as a young woman.
So growing up in the 60s and 70s, Granny lived in Madrid, which is a sort of funny place for her to have lived in the 70s. She was always an internationally outward-looking individual, which is, again, I think why she was so successful when she first went on to the stock exchange floor, because she was never put off by things. So the fact that she wasn't able to sort of attend meetings, she would sort of go to the race course and have meetings and do business on the race course. So, and she retained that international sort of can do, let's get out there, let's be interested in life attitude throughout her entire life, literally.
But I mean, right through her life, even though she got this, she made this breakthrough, she was unaccompanied by others for her
Many
entire
years.
Professional
Absolutely.
Career,
yeah.
Effectively. And I mean, even say where, you know, maybe a golf club would be concerned. I mean, women weren't let inside the door of it, still aren't indeed. Some of
Definitely.
Them, at least where membership is concerned, business would be conducted in those settings. So she found other ways around that.
She found other ways. She made sure that she was part of the discussion, on the race course.
Deirdre Summers, you were the chief executive, as I say, of the Irish Stock Exchange for several years, much more recently. And I gather it was only much towards the end of your time there that you actually discovered about the existence of Una Keogh, and that's a remarkable story in itself.
Yeah, it was extraordinary. It was, I'd say, 2010. We were a little bit distracted from 2008 to 2010, as you can imagine. And there is a wonderful gentleman, James Ferguson, in the Stock Exchange, and the two of us decided one rainy afternoon that we would look at the old archive, and we picked out some books. It really struck me just how extraordinary this archive was. We put a team together in the Stock Exchange to look into what are the stories of this archive. And the story that popped out was Una Keogh. And it was extraordinary to me that as a female chief executive, I was completely unaware of this mind-boggling first. I mean, to put it in context, we have an old to photograph in the exchange of the members in 1924, which was the year before Una became a member. And it's a photograph of 100 middle-aged men. And the idea of a 22-year-old female walking into that room with that group of people is just truly extraordinary.
How did she get in there, and was there resistance?
There was initial resistance, but I think this is really interesting. Obviously, in 1925, we were working with the Free State Constitution, which was established under the Proclamation of Independence of 1916, and it was a fundamentally egalitarian constitution. So the exchange was under the control of the government, and the government made it clear to the members that they had no right to discriminate on gender alone. So after their initial rejection of her, they were basically told in no uncertain terms that unless there was another reason other than gender, they had to admit her. So she was interviewed. She had all the financial resources necessary. She had the pedigree because her father was a stockbroker. She was supported by some very high profile people at the time within the stockbroking community. And she was elected by majority.
And is all of this well documented and recorded then in your archive?
Yes. Well, As soon as we discovered this fabulous story, we appointed a phenomenal researcher, Dr. Blanid Nolan from UCD. Blanid reached out to the family, and it was then that I had the absolute pleasure to meet Katushka and her extended family. And the family contributed to a booklet that the exchange published on Una's life.
And there was an extraordinary coincidence, wasn't there? Somebody literally came through the door just within days of you making this discovery.
Yeah, we were sitting in my office one day. Una made life difficult for us because she kept changing the spelling of her name, Una. And that is a researcher's nightmare. And we sat in the in my office on a Friday one day, and we were thinking, oh, well, maybe we'll ring in to shows like yours. We'll write to the Irish Times. We'll see if we could find something more. And the following Tuesday, which was three working days later, bearing in mind we had never heard of this woman up until a couple of weeks previously, Una Kyo's nephew walked in the door, and he was able to give us some context and give us a lot of information that allowed us to build the story.
Would that have been your uncle then, Katushka?
That was my father's cousin. So,
right.
But my uncle, Bayan Giltsov, played a great role. And indeed, Deirdre was incredibly kind that on International Women's Day, sort of 18 months after the project had started, she invited Bayan in to talk to actually a group of senior women in Ireland. And, you know, there's no doubt that he was tickle pink. And also, you know, we know that my grandmother would have been tickle pink at that as well.
So tell me about the rest of her life. How long did she stay in the stock exchange and what did she do afterwards?
So she spent 14 years as a member of the stock exchange. She was not permitted to act as a stockbroker for all of that time. When she married my grandfather, who was a Russian, who built the village of Kilquade, known as the Russian village, she was then excluded from being a member of the exchange. When they went to live in Canada, she applied to the Canadian exchange to see if she could become a member there, and was actually turned down there in the early 50s. Mm-hmm. But Granny always retained an interest, and she ran the company while her father was ill. And then when he then came back, they sort of co-partnered, and you'll see there was a little bit of a dispute between them, shall we say, because that was quite tough, because a great-grandfather then started to sort of treat her as a bit of a junior partner rather than she'd been running the show as a senior partner.
That didn't
partner.
Go down too well.
It didn't go down too well at the time, no.
Well, look, it's a fascinating story. Thank you for coming in to talk to me about it. You can get the full version on RT1 television tonight. Her story, Ireland's Epic Women, tells the stories of some of Ireland's most remarkable pioneers in the fields of business, politics, science and the arts, aviation and technology. Una Kyo's story is on RT1 television tonight at 8:30. My thanks to you both. Katushka Giltsov, Una Kyo's granddaughter, and Deirdre Summers, former chief executive of the Irish Stock Exchange.